VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Lebanese officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 11 people and injured dozens in central Beirut as diplomats scramble to broker a ceasefire. The Lebanese health ministry said Saturday's death toll could rise as emergency responders dug through the rubble looking for survivors. Strikes also continued in Gaza on Saturday. Palestinian medics said that Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 120 Palestinians over the last 48 hours and hit a hospital on the northern edge of the enclave, wounding medical staff and damaging equipment. Among the dead were seven members of one family whose house was hit overnight in the Zaytun suburb of Gaza City. Abdullah Shaladan is a relative of one of them. They were sleeping. A missile hit them, as you can see. Children, women, and young men. Why? Why? What did these people do? They were sleeping in their homes. Israel's military says it aims to prevent Hamas fighters from waging attacks and regrouping in the area. Local residents say they fear the aim is to permanently depopulate a strip of territory as a buffer zone, which Israel denies. The United Nations annual climate talks were pushed into overtime Saturday as negotiators pressed on to get a deal on money for developing nations to curb and adapt to climate change. German Minister Annalena Baerbock said Germany at least won't accept a deal at the expense of vulnerable nations.
We are in the midst of a geopolitical power play by a few fossil fuel states. Their playing board is the backs of the poorest and most vulnerable countries.
Several countries were left angry and disappointed at the latest proposed deal from the talks on Friday afternoon. That draft pledged $250 billion annually by 2035, but far short of the annual $1 trillion plus dollars that experts say is needed.